And then fourthly and lastly, the factor of the contemplation of the virtues of the Tathagatas. Tathagatas means the Buddhas, the enlightened ones. Well, there are several ways of doing this. One can contemplate those virtues. And virtues here doesn't mean just the ethical virtues. It means the spiritual qualities. One can contemplate them by reading, say, the life of the Buddha or the life of Milarepa, who also was an enlightened one. One can do it by just performing, say, a puja, a ritual worship in front of an image, just sitting perhaps and looking at the image, trying to feel what's behind the image, what it represents, what it symbolizes. Or, as in Tibetan Buddhism, one can contemplate the spiritual qualities of the Buddhas by means of visualization exercises, by conjuring up a sort of vivid mental picture, a sort of archetypal vision of the Buddha, or of a bodhisattva who also symbolizes supreme enlightenment. And what one does in these practices, and this of course is summarizing very drastically indeed, is to see this visualized form more and more brightly, more and more vividly, more and more gloriously, and then gradually feel oneself as it were merged with it. Whether it's the Buddha of infinite light, or whether it's the Buddha of eternal life, whether it's the red Buddha or the blue Buddha, whether it's the bodhisattva of compassion or wisdom, but you contemplate them, you see them, you visualize them clearly, you feel yourself connected, you see yourself connected with them by a beam, a shaft of light, which gets brighter and brighter, shorter and shorter, until the two of you merge. Your heart, as it were, merges with the heart of the Buddha, the heart of the bodhisattva, the heart of enlightenment. In this way, one contemplates, one assimilates, one becomes one with the virtues of the Tathagatas. And in dependence on this factor also, the bodhicitta arises.